So I'd like to talk a little bit about the first reading today, because the first reading gives us a description of something the Old Testament speaks of frequently, which is the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. And it's related to the voice of the Lord, because the first reading starts out today, Moses spoke to all the people saying, "A prophet like me will the Lord raise up," course, prophesying the coming of the Messiah. And he says, "This is because of what you asked for at Mount Horeb when God appeared on the mountain." And they said, "Let us not hear the voice of the Lord again, nor see this great fire anymore, lest we die." This appearance of God on Mount Sinai, which the cloud, the fire, the lightning, the thunder, was accompanied by the voice of the Lord, and it put the fear of the Lord into the people. And what is this fear? It's a lot more than the emotion of fear. The emotion of fear would be something like if a dog was coming at you really mean and vicious, and it stirs up the feeling and the emotion of fear that makes you have the energy to run away. That's an emotion of fear. You're seeing something in front of you that's scaring the daylights out of you. And you could say the Mount Sinai with God on it, the fire, the thunder, the lightning, all this stuff was a fearful sight, but that's not the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is when God actually lays bare the very foundation of your being. That comes from within you. It's not coming just from outside of you, but the Lord is within you, and in fact, he's bringing you into existence at every moment. And the fear of the Lord is an experience like your foundation is exposed. And when your foundation is exposed, what you discover is nothing. Nothing. There's nothing there. It's kind of like being in the payload of a military transport plane at 30,000 feet, and all of a sudden the door to the payload opens, and all you have waiting is a free fall. That feel kind of like, that'd get your gut a little bit, you know. That's something like the fear of the Lord. And the voice of the Lord is what the people experienced on Mount Sinai that left them with that experience. The church teaches that God doesn't create us from something like a potter. He doesn't take some clay and then form us, like there was something there first and then he just formed it. No, the church says God creates us out of nothing. And when we become as a result of God creating us, we don't overcome completely the nothing from which we came. If we did, we'd be God. We'd be pure existence. We could exist on our own, come from ourselves, and we'd literally be eternal. But there's only one of those, and that's God. We're creatures. We're creatures. We're creatures. Which means we are composed not just of being and existence, but also the nothingness out of which we come. And that might sound very conceptual until you experience it. And when you experience it, that is what we call the experience of the fear of the Lord. You become convinced of your being creature before the Creator, because you are being sustained at every nanosecond by God in being here. And today, what we have a lot of people today in our culture are actually under this illusion, they are God. They are God. And that's when, for example, I don't acknowledge there's a God. There is no God. I have my own moral code. I live according to my own creed. I do what I want. I live the way I want. I have this freedom guaranteed by the Constitution, and I don't worry about this religion thing too much. And that is a possibility for us, but it's totally illusory. It's not living in the truth. It's already begun by living a lie. And in fact, Psalm 14, verse 1 would even say, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." And so by the scripture's own assessment, if you're going to say there's no God, you've already begun to go down the path of foolishness, because it's an illusion. It's kind of like if I had a puppet on my hand right now. It's like if the puppet was to say, "You know what? I don't believe there is such a thing as a hand." Well, remove the hand and the puppet just, what is it? It's just there. It's inanimate. It's nothing. I don't believe there really is a hand. And the Bible would say, anyone who would say there is no God is being foolish. If I am a God, I have my own law. I live according to my own law. I'm not accountable to the God, the one God. But see, the experience of the fear of the Lord gives you an experience of your status as creature. And then you begin to realize there is one God and I am not He. That's what the Bible would say is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 10, verse 9 actually says that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, because it's the beginning of living in the truth. The truth. I'm not a God. I'm a creature. There is but one God, and I am not He. Now, there are some people today who would take that as though I'm somehow putting them down. For me to stand in this pulpit as a Catholic pulpit, I'm a Catholic priest, and for me to say to some people, "You're not God," they feel that like almost it's a takedown. And I'm not intending to take anyone down here. I'm attempting to invite you to the truth and to live in the truth. The people were so frightened when they experienced the fear of the Lord, which is the floor of your being, just like that payload door. It just opens and you've got 30,000 feet below you and you have no idea what's sustaining you there. You could easily go into a free fall, but you don't. And the scriptures tell us, "Oh, let us not again hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire, lest we die." We're but a breath. And I'm not trying to put you down, but to invite you into the truth. See, that's the thing. And what's really remarkable, though, is after this, Moses said, "The Lord then said to me, 'When you asked for, you speak to us, but don't let the Lord speak to us anymore.'" Moses says that the Lord told me, "Well said, well said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you." That's Jesus. That's Jesus. When he speaks to us, we don't have that automatic experience of the fear of the Lord. The demons do. He says, "Come out of them." And they, boom, they're out. He's not here to try to convert the demons. He's just here to conquer them. You and I, it's another matter. because he doesn't lead with fear, he leads with love. And most of the saints testify that once you get into a love relationship with God, he will eventually let you experience the fear of the Lord and truly experience that you are a creature. That's the source of humility. It's not just a concept. It's a reality, and you know it, that it's true. There is one God. I am not He. And that's the beginning of wisdom. But he doesn't lead with that. He comes to us in lowliness as a baby in a manger. What? That's the voice of the Lord? I mean, that's trying to endear us. He comes for our love. Yeah, he could scare the living daylights out of us, but that's not what he's coming for. And that's what he leads with, is love. So brothers and sisters, this is what we need to come into, is the realization that in Christ we have an invitation, yes. And he's leading with love, but we could, he's so utterly lowly and humble as he comes to us. Like from this Eucharist, under the sign of bread and wine, so utterly lowly. We could easily come to the conclusion that, he's irrelevant. But no. He's actually sustaining you in being as a creature. I don't believe there is a hand. Well, I don't believe there is a God. They're both foolish statements. So today, meditate on that first reading if you get a chance. It's a good invitation to recognize I am creature before the Creator. And I'm being constantly brought into being out of love. And that's who comes to invite us into that relationship today, is the Eucharist. Now this week is also Catholic Schools Week. And this is one of the things that Catholic schools help their students to realize. We don't want to just have them knowledgeable in STEM. We also want them to come into wisdom. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We do want to teach them, you are not God. There's only one God. And you are not He. We don't mean to put them down by saying that. No, it's the truth. It's the truth. We are accountable to the living God as His creatures. It might sound like I'm limiting your freedom, but simply inviting you, rather, into the truth. And we do want to help our students come into the wisdom of God, not simply the knowledge in STEM. There's so much more to life than just excelling in knowledge. And Catholic education is a place where that can happen, and we sustain that. It's not that it can't happen elsewhere, but if God doesn't enter into the picture, it becomes a little more difficult for us to help people realize that they're not God.